AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On this election night, the AP voter poll finds economic worries at the top of voters' minds. Polls in New York City are open until 9 Eastern in the mayor's race. Julie Walker reports President Trump threw his backing behind independent Andrew Cuomo against Republican Curtis Sliwa and Democrat Zoran Mamdani.
The race has made Mamdani a national figure as he has drawn the ire of Trump and other Republicans who have tried to cast him as the face of a new, more radical Democratic Party. Trump has also threatened to take over the city if Mamdani wins, as well as arrest and deport the state assembly member who was born in Uganda but is a U.S. citizen.
Polls have closed in Virginia, where voters were deciding whether to keep the governor's mansion in Republican hands by electing Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears or flipping it to Democratic control under former Representative Abigail Spanberger. New Jersey voters also choosing a governor, while in California, they're deciding whether to redraw the congressional map. On Capitol Hill, word of behind-the-scenes talks to end the government shutdown, but that was not evident on the Senate floor. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Never have American families faced a situation where their health care costs are set to double in the blink of an eye.
Americans resent being used by Democrats as political pawns. They hate it.
Republican Whip John Barrasso.
Even Democrat supporters in the unions are pleading with the Democrats to open their minds and open the government.
In Louisville, Kentucky this evening, crews responding to the crash of a large UPS cargo plane with three people aboard, the explosion igniting a massive fire. Louisville police report there are injuries. Sound courtesy Jeremy Martin. And a down day on Wall Street as the same big tech companies that have been the main drivers of the market's rally dragged it lower. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 2%. The S&P slid 1.2%. This is AP News. A scare in the airspace around the nation's capital. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
The Federal Aviation Administration halted all flights at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport because of a security threat involving a United Airlines aircraft that arrived from Houston.
We got to turn you again, sir. We're going to put you in a block of 2-2. We have an unconfirmed bomb report for your flight. We got to get you away from the airport.
The plane was moved to an isolated area, and all other traffic was put on hold while passengers disembarked and were bused to a terminal. All operations have now returned to normal. The incident caused flight delays of up to 2 hours, further rattling passengers already facing flight delays and uncertainty due to the ongoing government shutdown. Audio courtesy liveatc.net. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.